For many Christians, the idea of God establishing laws and standards to live by may often equate to a punitive, restrictive, and controlling God. Today, many may view the Ten Commandments simply as a list of do's and don'ts by which God judges and weighs humanity based upon worthiness and holiness. But the Ten Commandments are God's way of offering a pattern or ordering of life in the past for the Israelites, and also the same for us today. As we reflect upon the importance of the commandments, it allows us to focus on ways in which we are able to faithfully serve God, who so desires to be relational with us. A covenant life with God develops a divine-human relationship, which should in turn pour out into all other relationships, offering lives of peace, lives of respect, and lives of harmony. The Ten Commandments were never given to condemn humanity, but rather to convict humanity. The commandments were to act as a mirror to reflect the condition of our souls, and they offer us a chance to re-examine our lives that we might realize our shortcomings and, more importantly, our need for redemption and love. God is always concerned about the well-being of our souls, but God is especially concerned about our hearts, because that which we hold close in our hearts is often released and expressed through our daily living and interaction with one another. And so today we are given an opportunity to review the Ten Commandments again in order that we might develop better habits that transform lives to reflect God's love throughout the world. As Paul expressed in Corinthians, all of us, gazing with unveiled face on the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory as from the Lord, who is Spirit. I believe today that there is a need, maybe, for us to hit our reset button on our communal and spiritual work as we review the commandments in order that we too might be reminded of our identity, which includes both who we are and whose we are. A reset might help to remind us that we still need God's covering and guidance in order to be present in the world. We still need God's covering and guidance in order to reestablish us as image bearers on earth. And as we reset both heart and mind, we are offered opportunities to reflect God's love throughout our daily living. A revisit of the commandments offers us a reminder to continue to work within the realm of covenant living as mirrors of God's love and light. And even though many may not find the commandments totally relevant, they still remain relevant in forming unity in a fractured and tattered world. When we look out into any place in our nation, we can find evidence of a people who are in despair, who are in need of peace, forgiveness, and compassion. And although I believe all hope is not lost, we still may find that we have become a bit comfortable in our lifestyles and maybe in our service to God. But we can still find comfort in knowing that although the commandments still serve as a moral compass for daily living, we must continue to return to them again and again to realign our lives to the will of God, in order to recapture our communities and lead them to embody a sense of purpose, security, and a continued sense of identity in Christ. Together, as we continue our work and find new ways of living in community, we must also be willing to open ourselves up to opportunities which will redefine the systems which work against the world. today we must continue to clean our spiritual mirrors in order that we might become the best images God intended us to be. And in our humanness, there will always be obstacles which can cause divisiveness and cause the body of Christ to suffer. Quite often, maybe with good intention, we may reflect our feelings, thoughts, and actions without filters, which can often cause injury to those we are called to love and care for. And so the work to truly become beloved communities is still as relevant today as it was for the Israelites. And yes, we still have much work to do. But we need not worry. Our common work is not unfounded territory for us. And more importantly, we are not alone. God is still with us, patiently awaiting for us to continue the work of developing hearts of faithful discipleship. Each day, we are given a choice to either mirror God or to mirror the world. When we mirror God, we become a community which places its faith solely in God, and caring for the least of these is always at the center of our lives. And even though we might constantly approach a wilderness journey, the voice of God is still clearly calling to us to live in ways where we express our love through thoughts, through words, and through deeds. We have been a faith community who has proven over and over that we know how to accomplish kingdom-building work. We have worked together through the many storms of life and natural disasters which have affected our great city and our nation. But it has been love which has propelled us to support and care for one another at every turn. We ride the storms of life together. We ride through love, we ride through compassion, and we ride through generosity. But we are also finding out in life, as one storm subsides, another begins to brew. And these storms may take on the face of flooding, they may take on the face of violence, and they may take on the face of sexism and racism. The good news today is that we know what to do, and we are equipped to step up to the task all through our faith and our love of God. Today, the Ten Commandments are offered that we might look back on where we have been in order to know with certainty where we are going next. And we will arrive exactly where we need to be, all through random acts of kindness and through a love that can even penetrate the worst evil of the world. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the Ten Commandments are still present, relevant, and available to guide us. I recently read a story, I think in People magazine, about the fans of 25-year-old Selena Gomez, and how she shocked them by revealing she had undergone a kidney transplant. And she received a kidney by her best friend and fellow actress, Francia Reza. Selena announced in 2005 that she had lupus, which is an incurable autoimmune and inflammatory disease, whose symptoms are often treated with medication, but can still lead to kidney failure. Through her openness, her health journey has inspired others to donate to lupus research and has also brought an awareness to a disease that is often overlooked. But what was so touching to me, and you can Google the picture of her and her friend, was the comment her friend made right before the operation. Francia stated, "I am beyond grateful that God would trust me with something that not only saved a life, but changed mine in the process." But she also used the moment to remind the world that Selena is not the only person suffering from lupus, and asked her followers to go to the lupus research site to send even more love, not just to Selena, but others who were struggling. As many of us know, the recovery process for a kidney donor is a bit more taxing than the recovery of the recipient. The picture of Selena with Francia shows both smiling and looking at each other, holding hands from their beds. One patient would give, one would receive, all through the gift of love. Francia's gift as a donor also opened up more awareness about the complications of lupus and the opportunity for each of us to consider the organ donation process. One generous act of kindness opened the eyes of many to actually see faith and love in action. Through the gift of a friend who probably thought this would only affect her sick friend, she has opened an awareness and opportunity for those who suffer to have hope and for others to be motivated through love to step up to the plate. This is what the gift of love can accomplish through each of us today in very tangible ways. And we don't all have to necessarily be organ donors to offer love. Today, as we continue to struggle with how to reimagine the Ten Commandments for our world today, I pray that we will also ponder what our individual love offerings will be. What will we give for the sake of humanity, for the sake of love, for the sake of peace, for the sake of a non-violent world where all can live in peace and harmony among one another? What will our individual offerings be? The earth is constantly groaning, and God is waiting. But are we listening? Amen.